keep the unity. My friends, it's already yours. You don't have to go out and get it. You don't have to read a book to find peace. Paul's saying you already have it. It's right there inside of you. And what he's asking us to do is to exercise it, to bring it to others in the relationships that we have with others as well. I want to share a story about how we can exercise it. It's a story about a farmer, an old farmer that was poor, and he found a treasure out in his field. A treasure was a bag of a bunch of gold coins. How exciting would that be? And the old farmer decided to take that bag of coins out in his field. He was plowing and found the treasure, brought it into his barn to think about what he could do with all the gold coins. And it was at that moment in the barn that his thoughts began to go dark. He thought of dark things, actually. Dark consequences of the treasure. Let me give examples. He thought about if he were to buy a tractor, that his neighbors would see the new tractor and want to borrow it and then think that he's well-to-do or something and better than everyone else. And the farmer thought this, if he were to go home to his wife, he thought that maybe she would want half of the money. And then maybe she would run away because it was more money than he had ever had. And then he thought about his children. If he brought the full treasure back home, he thought, my goodness, my kids are going to fight over the money like they did the mashed potatoes last night. Alyssa, thank you for agreeing with what I'm saying. His mind went dark. And he came up with a plan. Here was his plan. His plan was to take one of the gold coins and throw the rest of the treasure into a well, never to be seen again. And so that's what he did. And he went home to his wife and said, honey, look what I found. One gold coin out in the field. Someone must have dropped it there a few years ago. And the wife said enthusiastically, honey, what a blessing from the Lord that we would be given such a treasure, such a gift. Now that's an old story from a long time ago, but I think it illustrates a couple of things. One is, do you notice that it was the old farmer who got caught up with the dark possibilities of what the treasure might bring to his life? He got captured by fear. He got captured by the change that might happen in his life and in his relationships. It was the wife. The wife saw all the good and the blessing that the one little coin was to the family. Now, if the farmer had done something different, if he had had the attitude of the wife, you see how different how things could have been? He could have used the treasure to bless his neighbors, to bless his wife, to bless his children. My friends, you, all of you, are the old farmer. You already have a treasure. You don't need to seek it out. There isn't a treasure in that field, trust me. There's nothing out there. You already have the treasure in your possession. Ephesians 4, 2, and 3 says this, be completely humble and gentle, patient, bearing one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. My friends, that is yours. That is a beautiful treasure that you have right now. And you don't have to seek it out, and you don't have to try to find it. God gives it to you. He just asks that you exercise it. Now, you have a choice. I have a choice too. I include myself with this. One thing that we could do with this treasure we've been given of peace is we could be like the farmer and think of all the dark consequences that might come by exercising this wonderful gift of peace. We could say something like this. Oh boy, if I go out and try to share this treasure of peace, it isn't going to do any good. That broken relationship around the corner, it's broken. There's no way that can get repaired. That person at church with kind of the strange personality, there's no way I want to hang out with them. Or that circumstance in my life that's really hard, even if I try, it's only going to get worse. We do that with this treasure of peace, and we sit on the sideline. But what if each one of us, every single person here, took on the attitude of the farmer's wife and realized what an abundant treasure of peace we have? Health in relationships, abundant joy would flow in our community and in our church. Struggles would be overcome. Joy would be celebrated. You have a treasure already, right here in your possessions.